Joe, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Boy, Mark, I remember those days, the heyday of the LPGA here, don't you? That was those were always fun weeks, weren't they?
They could never capture, you know, what they had at the Hermitage. Nope. With the Sara Lee Classic.
Nope. And, you know, that was the heyday when all of the top players, not only did they come to Nashville to play, they all looked forward to coming to Nashville to play. It was one of the really popular stops on the tour. And you know, every year you had, you know, Nancy Lopez and all the top players all competing at the same time, and that was a very special time.
Refresh my memory. What happened to get that to move down to Franklin?
Sara Lee got out of it, and I think that Mike Eller
didn't sell enough pies.
Well, it was sort of a corporate decision.
Yeah,
but again, why, Jack? Ever the sage.
Oh,
but they,
man.
They thought that maybe it would be better at the Legends because it was because it was in that location, and they felt like maybe it would bring more fans. But that was sort of a neighborhood tournament, and they really got a great response, especially in the early years.
But, yep, that was a lot of fun.
All right, let's talk about baseball for a second. I flipped over in time to see Casey Weathers pitch a little bit for the United States yesterday.
Yeah, he threw one inning. I think he struck out two, gave up one hit in a 9-1 victory. Nice. In fact, I think the men are playing right now against Chinese Taipei. And a game that if the Americans win, I believe it puts them into the medal round. So Casey has done very well. He hasn't actually had that many opportunities to pitch, but he's done well in his opportunities he's had. So what a great honor to get to play for the Olympic team. So hopefully he'll have another week or so to go. And I know Davey Johnson's the manager of that team and is very high on Casey, really likes him. So that's a great experience for
him. Pretty crazy game yesterday. A couple collisions at home plate. Mm-hmm. Nathan Schurholz, the son of Atlanta Braves president John Schurholz, crushed the catcher at home plate. I don't think he needed to slide into home, but it precipitated a bean brawl, so to speak, where Matt Laporte, you know, the kid who got traded from Milwaukee to Cleveland for CC Sabathia, got beaned in the head and has a concussion. So you don't like to see stuff like that.
No, and I tell you what, whoever threw it, Matt Laporta is one brave guy, because that, you know, that guy was one of the most feared hitters when he played at Florida. So that's, you're right, you don't like to see it, especially in this kind of format, evolve into something like that. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail from here on.
Well, as far as football goes, a week from Thursday for opening night at Miami, and they really don't have very many two-a-day sessions, but they wrap that up tomorrow as they kind of start to really put in the game plan for that game against the Redhawks.
Yeah, they only have three or four total two-a-day sessions. They had one yesterday. They'll have one tomorrow, and that'll be it. They went in helmets and shoulder pads only both sessions yesterday. As, you know, now the coaches kind of have to evaluate where you are physically and get you into that rotation of getting ready for the game on Thursday. So there'll be some contact today, I would assume, and probably a little bit on Wednesday, and then they're going to start to back off, because then you get into your game week, you know, preparation. You want to try to get as many guys healthy as you can. You've had a lot of guys kind of nicked up. You know, Tim Fugger has been out with a broken collarbone. He got back on the field today, which was good. You know, they're still trying to get Brandon Bryant, that leg that's been healing rather slowly. They're hoping to get him back at some point, although I don't think it's going to be, you know, in time for the season opener. But everybody else pretty much in pretty good shape.
Joe, this kid John Cole really stepping up at receiver. Does he have a chance to make an impact as a freshman?
I think he does. I think he's going to play right away. He's been playing with the ones and twos in the rotations already. He's got really good speed. He's not an overly sized player. He's in that 5'11", 6 foot range, but he's got really good hands. He's been very attentive. I think he knew when he came in, you know, coaches can kind of give you the lay of the land, and they told him coming in, look, if you're ready to play right away, we're going to give you a chance because there's a spot there to be had, and he came in with the mindset he was going to play early, and he will.
Joe, you mentioned a new website last week for Vanderbilt fans. Give the info on that one more time for us.
Yeah, we did interviews with a number of our student athletes. I spent quite a bit of time, in fact, one full day with a number of them a while back, and some of the excerpts of those interviews are at a website now called itsgoodtobegold.com. And for example, I know Bradley Veerling, the offensive lineman for the Commodores, one of the captains, is on there. I believe Rashard Langford is on there, and a number of players from other sports also represented on there. It's kind of a great opportunity just to sit down and get a couple of minutes to get to know some of these student athletes in a little bit different way. Some of it's serious, some of it's kind of lighthearted. Some of it's sports related, a lot of it's not. And just a great opportunity to get to know some of these student athletes.
Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.